Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Luke, chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. As I was preparing for the musing this morning, I came across a very deep quote. All right, well, maybe it's not a very deep quote, but for sure it's not a quote to live by, and one that might maybe just make us smile for just a moment this morning. It is by the great philosopher Winnie the Pooh. This is what he said. People say that nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day. The sad thing is that some people probably could relate to that quote. Of course, my mind went to the statement of the angel to Mary in Luke's Gospel, verse 37, For with God nothing shall be impossible. Jesus said to the disciples in Luke 18:27, and he said unto them, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. All things are possible with God, but there are many things that are not possible for me. Therefore, I need the God of the impossible to make possible in me the things I cannot do for myself. Mary said to the angel, How shall this be? In her mind, she realized and understood the impossibility of the statement of the angel. She knew that this could not happen naturally, but the angel told her it could happen supernaturally. And it did, just as God said that it would. God did the impossible. As we live our daily lives, there are many things that are impossible, and I would submit to you that they should probably stay that way. And there are things that are impossible that we need to be made possible by God. It is not that we do nothing, as Winnie the Pooh said. It is that we must fully trust the impossible to a possible God and trust He can and will. Mary came to the spot that she said in verse 38, And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. She submitted to the impossible and allowed God, and yea, expected God, to make the impossible possible in her.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.